This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett and I cannot believe that we have got to episode 90. 90 episodes! Where the heck did they go? I really hope you're enjoying the podcast and that you're getting a lot of value from it. This episode is another soundbite episode, so I'm going to pass over to my good old mucker, Kyle Van Dusen, who's got a corker of a question, and then I'll be back with my answer in a sec.
Hey Pete, I got a question for you. As someone who typically sells a relatively expensive service like website design, I realize that people might not trust me enough right away to drop that kind of cash. I'd like to create a productized foot-in-the-door type offer, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on how I might go about trying to develop something that I could sell for, let's say, $100 or less, and it wouldn't require my time each time I sell it. Thanks, buddy.
Kyle, that is an absolutely great question, and there are loads of really good reasons why a productized lower value offer is a good idea for you to offer to your clients. I mean, to begin with, it helps you vet the clients to make sure that you're a good fit for them, and not only that, but you're getting paid for it, so it's a passive form of income. We do use versions of productized service in our agency, and I mentioned this before on the podcast, to help us vet clients for our retained services. And really, what I'm going to talk about in the next few minutes is about understanding your ideal customer. You need to have a very good picture of who your ideal customer is in order to put these services together. So what you're trying to do is not sell something to everybody, but actually use this as a mechanism to make sure that any leads that you do progress on, where you are going to start investing your time, that they have a sort of 90% chance of being a really great fit for your service and that you are a good fit for them. Because let's face it, we all go into this not to make a difficult life for ourselves, but we go into this to try and make life easier, to try and earn a good living and to spend more time with our families. So you don't want to start working with clients that are going to take up too much time and go against that kind of flow. As also as a side benefit of this, by producing one of these productized services, it also gives you a hook to use in your own marketing. So I am assuming, mate, and everybody else that's listening to this, that you are marketing yourselves, right? You've not forgotten that. You're still a business. You're a marketing business. Marketing businesses need to market themselves. So by producing a productized service, you can start to move away from the pure referral stream or income of client inquiries and start to generate these on your own on an automated basis. And as I say, if you're getting paid 100 bucks for it or 97 bucks, whatever it might be, which is what, £65, £70 in the UK, then it's all good. So what makes a good productized service? Well, the first is, and you did specify this in your question, Kyle, that it needs to take no or at least very little of your time every time somebody buys the service or the product, whatever it is. It needs to be something that gives great value to your target customer. So it needs to be the type of thing that you don't want anybody to think, oh, I wish I hadn't spent that $97. But on the same note, it needs to be super honed in on the target customer you're trying to create or you're trying to target. So you need to make it completely plain before anybody spends any money with you who this product is for, because you don't want to spend your time issuing refunds for stuff that people have bought that wasn't a good fit for them. Now, and then this is the part where it starts to get complicated. And Troy Dean did a really great video on this in the Digital Mavericks groups. So if you're part of Troy Dean's Digital Mavericks group, then I suggest you go and look at this. And it's to do with generating lead magnets that only reveal part of a picture. So what you need to do, if you think about your whole service, your ideal customer needs to sort of complete a jigsaw with their website in your case. I'm going to use an example in a minute. So they need to complete this jigsaw. your product needs to allude to the rest of the pieces of the jigsaw whilst just deep diving in on one little square. And by doing that, you're proving that you know your stuff, you're giving them advice, something that they can action straight away, but you're also not giving them the full answer. Because if you give them the full answer, then they don't need you, do they? They don't need to come back. So you need to make sure that you're getting that balance pretty right. So let's run with you as an example, Kyle. So I know a little bit about Kyle. We do communicate online quite a lot. And but I have made some assumptions for this example. So let's say that Kyle runs a design and digital agency in Texas. He actually does that. That is true. Let's say that he wants to attract local clients. And by local clients, I'm talking about within the state of Texas. That might not be true, Kyle. I'm using it as an example. He also wants to specialize purely in lead generation websites. So he's not wanting to specialize in e-commerce. Now, I think that might be true. But Kyle, feel free to comment on this post in the groups if that's not right. And he also wants to work with... So because of that, he wants to work with SMEs who need high-quality leads. So we're talking about companies that aren't looking for sort of cheap, quick fixes, but they are trying to look for a high quality of lead so that essentially so that they can go through the same process themselves. You know, they don't want to spend a load of money and a load of time dealing with leads that aren't the right fit for their business. So in order for you to target these people, Kyle, you need to understand the full picture. So I'm going to summarize then that the full picture for you is that the right mix for the client is good website design, proper coding, and good website content. Those three things together deliver reliable and consistent high-quality leads to your client. I am oversimplifying this for this example, but let's say they're the three parts of the jigsaw. Good website design, proper coding, and good website content. Now, Kyle, through your agency, you want to offer the website design and coding services. So I would suggest that actually the productized service, the advice that you want to give out, should actually be about the content part, because that's the bit that ultimately the client's going to be responsible for. And you want to make sure that you are working with people that are going to take the things that you do and then take them to the next level by delivering the content. So I'm assuming that you don't want to be involved in the content delivery. The content is actually upstream of the services that you are offering, which is the design and coding. So I hope this is all making sense. So then, some ideas then for you to offer a productized service might be to offer a keyword report, which you could automate, itemizing all the keywords that somebody's website currently ranks for, and they could include two or three of their competitors. So they could then start to get information about the competitors they have online and the keywords that they are ranking for. Maybe you could put together an email course that talks about how you structure website content and or how and why it's important to run a blog, or how you need to understand, I don't know, something to do with the details surrounding the client's subject matter. So, you know, how to go into that in a granular level. Maybe you could do some video training about conversion rates or how and where to place call to actions and how to improve that on your website. Maybe you could do something about how to source keywords that will convert and how to put a spin on them so that those headlines attract traffic and rank well within the search engines. Maybe you could do an automated SEO review or even a copy review of any page on your client's website. The point here really is that the product positions you as the expert and reveals more details into the part of the process that the client can take action on right now, so that when they've spent this $97, they can then start to see instant changes in the way that they do things. So that might be that they put together a content plan, or it might be that they start to place call to actions in different places throughout their website, whatever it might be. But you must also make the point, and this is really important, that the success that the client sees from this product will be limited unless they address the other parts of the picture. So for you, that is the design and coding parts. And you are the person that can help them with that. So if they want to, they can make a start on the journey now, and this is how they're going to do it, and that's what your product is going to offer. But if they want to turn this up to 11, if they want to have this with no seatbelt on, with all the bells and whistles, then they need to come and talk to Mr. Kyle Van Dusen, because he will offer groundbreaking design and clean code that will help their content and all of that time and effort and money that they put into generating that content, his services will turbocharge that to a level that they've never seen before. Do you want to buy from me? So that's how I'd structure a productized service. And Kyle, I hope you don't mind me using you as an example for that. I would also just say that I would then follow that up with maybe a short email campaign, maybe get some feedback from them, a survey. You want some kind of method of validation in there so that somebody that goes through that, they're not just an ideal customer because they've completed whatever it is your product is. You then need to maybe just put a gate in there that gives some level of validation that they are going to be a good fit for your business. So that might be, as I say, just a short survey about how they found the product, or a contact 2 weeks later about how the product has changed the way they look at their content, for example. And only upon successful completion of that with the right answers would you then offer to book a discovery call. So you're putting one final check in place before you are actually dedicating some of your valuable time to really get to know this customer. And then, of course, you can build on it, because then you've got some feedback from them in their own words, which is a great start for a discovery call anyway. So, mate, I hope that helps with your question. Let me know in the comments if you've got any feedback on this. If you maybe you are running some productized services for your agency, and you know, you could share those with us in the comments on the Facebook group. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/090. And if you're not part of our Facebook group, why not? So please head on over to peteeverett.com/group, or just search Facebook for the Marketing Development Podcast. And there's a good group of us in there that really have a great time, and we can share lots of ideas and help each other out. So until next time, I look forward to seeing you there.